This is The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Washington State's Poet Laureate is now halfway into his two-year term. KUOW's poetry correspondent, Elizabeth Austin, used to be the State Poet Laureate before Todd Marshall, so she wanted to know what Marshall's learned this past year, traveling around the state, giving readings and teaching writing workshops, especially now in these volatile times.
I like to think that poetry events can create a pretty powerful and visceral emotional reaction. But one thing I'll say for sure is that since mid-November at many of my readings, and this happens usually when I'm sharing works of others, I look up and people are crying. People are in a really raw emotional place and they're reacting quite strongly.
Right. So I imagine I know what you're doing, driving around your car all over the state, over difficult mountain passes, going to urban communities, rural communities, the so-called red and blue sides of the state. You're bringing this powerful, carefully considered language that we call poems. And how is that process, how are those experiences altering your work as a poet? Is it yet? Can you tell yet?
I really can't. And, as you well know, during the time of service in this position, it's really a challenge to find time to write. Luckily, I do a lot of workshops with people, and I participate in those workshops and, make poems during that time period. I would add one footnote going back to those events. I listen to the radio a lot when I'm driving, and I listen to all different things on the radio, from music to conservative talk radio to podcasts that I find moving and compelling, to podcasts specifically about poetry. But I was listening to a podcast recently when our former inaugural poem writer, Elizabeth Alexander, asked a question at the end of the podcast: are we not interested in one another? And I love that question, and I love that line, and I love that as an energizer for me as I travel to communities where traditionally we might not think of there being a really strong devotion to the arts, because I think that oftentimes in those communities I do find a really strong interest in the arts, and I do hear stories and messages and things that I wouldn't hear otherwise. And so I think that although it's an incredibly important time to revisit precision in the usage of language, I would say it's even a much, much more important time to revisit the importance of listening and how listening can show our interest in one another.
You mentioned a moment ago, Todd, that you've been writing yourself in these workshops that you're teaching. And I understand you brought with you a brand new poem that you wrote in one of the workshops. I'd love to hear it.
Oh, yeah, this poem is very, very new. I did a workshop at Hugo House on Saturday. It has no title. It had specific guidelines in its shaping. And as I said, it's very, very new. But here it is. We'll call it Untitled. Fishing was easy. The beautiful bluegill of Chihuahua would eat anything. Plume of the sawmill visible from everywhere in the surrounding fields and forests. Those places where we made forts as children, little wombs where we could both hide from and practice the cruelties we were learning so quickly. Which means that when we came upon that homeless man's camp and dumped his water, burnt his soiled clothes, and scattered the bedding, we were just acting as we'd been taught. Or so I wish. The willows, anyway, didn't care. The ponderosa pines didn't care, the sky didn't care, just held that plume of smoke, so many things we've incinerated and sent up into the blue day. The planks he'd used for a bed cracked in the fire pit, greasy blankets in the blaze put forth a dark smell. We were boys, right? And that always seems to make it okay, an easy pardon. But maybe I'm telling this to be forgiven for so much more, for not doing enough, for fiddling with words while my country burns. It's 2017, and I can't stop thinking of that man's pained face when he came back and saw his little world ruined. Of now and what might be next. Of how, as children, we'd gut what we caught, the sweet meat of those spiny fish, blue behind the gill like the beginning of a rainbow, astonishment, beauty, something that didn't deserve to be killed. But first we'd keep them too long on a stringer until their eyes were gray and dead, until they didn't even seem as if they'd ever been alive, and then you could do anything to them. And reading that, I realize how many echoes of so many different discourses, so many different things that have been bouncing around in our culture, you know, made their way into that poem, and at least in my reaction to it.
That's Washington State Poet Laureate Todd Marshall reading a brand new and as yet untitled poem. Todd, that line, "We were boys," right? And that always seemed to make it okay, an easy pardon. That line really cuts, especially because you follow it with, "But maybe I'm telling this to be forgiven for so much more, for not doing enough, for fiddling with words while my country burns." That, to me, that draws right into my heart and what keeps me up at night. And I'm wondering if you're wrestling there with the limits of what art and artists can do.
I think I am. I think that the "We Were Boys" right is an echo of our cultural conversation about what we're seemingly able to forgive as locker room talk. I think that it's what we're seemingly able to give males a pass on, you know, obviously something that's been part of our cultural dialogue a lot in the last year and has been for many, 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 many years. You know, the ongoing question of the impact and importance and role of poetry and the arts writ large during times of extremity, you know, is a huge one that many writers have wrestled with. I don't know that there's any easy answer to it, but I know that sometimes it's very difficult as a writer to not feel as if you're putting your energy into a place that's not having the immediate impact that you would hope for, the immediate change that you'd hope for. An example that comes to mind is the poet George Aupin, who published poetry very early on in his writing career, and then decided that poetry wasn't where the most important work for his life journey was, and decided to devote himself to workers' issues, to full-time advocating for workers' rights in Mexico, and gave up poetry for a couple of decades almost, and then came back to the United States and soon after won the National Book Award for Of Being Numerous. And so, you know, I think about that and all of the poems that maybe didn't get written when he was doing that work. But, you know, then I also think about the immediate impact that he probably had on individuals on a very local level. And that's a very difficult balance to try to weigh and measure things in and decide what's right.
It can be very hard to see the effect of any art you make.
Yeah.
We don't often get that mirrored back to us.
Very rarely.
That's your poet laureate, Todd Marshall, laureate of Washington State, talking with the former poet laureate of the state, KUOW's poetry correspondent, Elizabeth Austin.